Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Aiden, how you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking, though. It's almost Friday, so that tends to help a little bit.
Yeah, shoot for the weekend, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because for the most part, I mean, I'm on the phone with business owners all day long, and I've, throughout the years, I noticed that business owners don't care if it's Friday or Saturday because they still have to work. I'm a W-2 employee, so Friday is Friday for me. So when I say yay Friday, I always get like, hey, I don't care, man. How much is the service? Yeah. But anyhow, Aiden, I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can, brother, and straight to the point. I like to be very mindful of people's time. I hope you're okay with that. I do have a couple of notes here from Tara. Apparently, she is definitely trying to get you on board. She did advise me that you are interested in receiving work. Obviously, you don't want a big amount of work, just enough to keep you busy throughout the month. And she requested for me to give you, let me read these notes here. Okay, well, I'm not sure what conversation you had with Tara, but she's definitely batting for you. She's asking for a reduction on the monthly rate. So,
yeah.
I can definitely.
My business title is a startup from last week, so I'm still fairly fresh and new to it. But
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have been doing odd jobs and such for the past couple of years, so I'm fairly versed, but I'm not to the standard yet, if you get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying. Okay, perfect. Now, when you say handyman, I'm assuming, you know, are you doing like remodels, drywall, flooring, painting, or what specific handyman work are we talking about here?
Mainly would be hanging fixtures like TVs, mounting wall decorations, flower pots, stuff like that. And then I also offer pressure washing and outdoor pickup.
Like a junk removal, you're saying?
Not junk removal, but just yard cleanup. So, like, raking up leaves into a pile. Just small odd jobs like that.
Okay. Just so you know, pressure washing is a keyword that's trending right now in the Otsego area. So that's actually pretty good if you are doing pressure washing. Okay. Pretty awesome. Okay. So this is what we're offering, Aiden, just to get straight to the point with you. We would list AJ's handyman services under what is called the keywords, Aiden. That's what Google refers to when, you know, when you go on Google and you're looking for, let's just say, an Italian restaurant. One of the things that you'll type in on Google is, where can I find good Italian food? Right? And at that point, Google is going to generate the first five or six restaurants that have good Italian food near you. Right? So it's the same concept, Aiden. Google allows us to put up to 15 keywords based on the services that you offer the public. Right? So pressure washing, gardening cleaning, pickup or whatever it is, the services that you're rendering the public, we would list you under those particular keywords. So when any person that goes on Google and types in one of those keywords, AJ's Handyman Services is going to be one of those top recommended options on Google's first page. Okay.
Okay.
So, and just so you know, in order to get to that first page of Google, it's not like anyone can come any given day and just say, hey, Mario, put me on that first page. It does not work that way. Okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've been done some homework and you know a little how this works according to the notes, Tara put on here. So the way that it works is There has to be availability, because on that first page, there's only about 8 to 10 slots. I mean, imagine if we can put anyone, you know, everyone there. Everyone wants to be there, you know, because people know that when you're on that first page of Google, not only do you stay busy, but people are going to start knowing who you are. And that's what clients love the most, that they get their name out there, you know. And that's one of the biggest benefits. Now, Tara also tells me that you have yet to create a website, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm still in the process of getting everything set up. So,
okay. Part of the service that we offer, Aiden, since we will be placing you, you know, in the event that we move forward with you, we would be placing you on the first page of Google as one of those top recommended options. We would actually build a website for you, and that's included within our service. We will not charge you additional for that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I did send over to you a sample site. I just texted over. Do you mind letting me know if you got that?
Yes, it's the url.localsplash.
That's correct. Once you open that, this is a sample site. It's going to say Handy Masters.
Okay.
Right on there where it says Handy Masters, obviously the title would be www.ajshandymanservices.com. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be the website for AJ's. And then right underneath that, it says featured services. This is where we would list the services that you render the public, AJ, Aiden. So.
Okay.
As you can tell, this company, they do kitchen, bathroom remodeling. This guy also does handyman services, home repairs, drywall, flooring, and so forth. So.
Yeah.
In your case, whatever the services are, that's what we list on the website. Why? Because people love to navigate through websites. You know, that's where they see the services that you offer. I suggest if you haven't taken pictures of your work, Aiden, it's not a bad idea to take some pictures. I don't know if you're doing it or not, but it's always a good idea because we can put those on the website as well. Okay.
Okay.
From the website, the customer can reach out to you. They can book an appointment. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, we list the company information. If you have any social media, we list it on there where the customer can just click and connect. And then obviously the business hours, what days and what hours you're available to do the work for the customer. And then on the bottom right portion of this, you'll see a little circle with a little phone and text message icon. When the customer is ready to dial you, they don't have to search for your number. All they would do is hit the little phone icon, and that will connect them directly with your cell phone. Okay?
Okay.
So aside from that, do you have any social media listings, Aiden?
I'm still in the process of building my Facebook page.
Okay.
But I will, yeah.
Okay. We will assist with that if we move forward to working with you, Aiden. The reason behind that is that Google has a direct partnership with Facebook. So what we would do is that we would assist in building that business Facebook page for AJ's. And then on top of that, we would run Facebook ads for you. And that's also included. Okay.
Okay.
Now, not sure if you know how the ads work on Facebook, but if you've been on your personal Facebook page, you sometimes you're just scrolling through your friends or the news or, you know, just hanging out, going through Facebook, and then suddenly you get an ad that pops up for an electrician, a plumber, someone that does tree work. Those are all Facebook ads. So it would be the same concept. When people are at home just chilling, going through their Facebook, they're going to see ads pop up for AJ's Handyman Services. Okay.
Okay.
And that's already included within the service. The other platform that we include, because it has a partnership with Google, is Apple. Anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari or Siri to do any searches, that's included as well. And then the last feature that we include that everyone's using nowadays is the AI feature for the artificial intelligence. So AJ's will also be listed under the artificial intelligence where they will recognize your business. Okay. Now, how far outside of Osego are you willing to travel for customers?
I got a range of about 45 minutes to an hour. So on the map, that'd be from Holland, Michigan, all the way down to Schoolcraft area.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. All right, and bear with me here one quick second. Let me note that on here. Okay. And then you're working solo right now, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you only open for residential work right now, Aiden, or at any point would you be open for commercial as well?
I'm going to focus on residential for the time being, but
okay.
Eventually when I have the availability to, I'll expand to commercial.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. All right, so let's talk turkey, brother. Let's go into that. Yes, let's go into the important portion of it, right? Put on your seatbelt. Here we go. I'm just kidding, brother. You know, it's funny because people hear Google and they think, man, that's going to be extremely expensive because, you know, they know Google works. And
yeah.
Most people get surprised to know that we are actually not on that up on the pricing. So I did a pricing adjustment for you, Aiden, as a courtesy. And the other thing that it allows me to reduce the rate as well a little further than that is because you are still under 5 years in business. And we consider you to be still a new business. Okay.
Okay.
So there is no contract with Google Services. The only thing that we do ask is for a 3-month verbal agreement. Again, there's no contract attached to this. Obviously, you can stop the service at any time that you like. But the reason that we ask that you hang out for 3 months is so you can see the full potential to being on that first place on the first page of Google. Obviously, throughout that time frame, I mean, you'll still see traction. Okay. Now, the pricing that I adjusted this for you, just so you know, the regular pricing with the activation charge would have run you about $497. I reduced that rate for you on a monthly service, and then we would be able to lock in this rate for you as well, just so you know, which we call grandfathered in, at $299 per month. Okay.
Okay.
And that includes your website. That includes the listing on Facebook and the ads, okay? And that includes listing you on the first page of Google. The difference with Google Services, Aiden, is that you're not going to be paying per lead here, and that's what puts us way ahead of the competition. You're not going to pay per lead, and you're not going to pay per call or client. What does that mean?
Okay.
That if 1 month you land, let's say on a bad month, you get 3 or 4 clients, and then on a good month, you get 6 or 7, we're not going to charge you anything extra only because you did better a different month, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That flat rate of $299 is going to stay $299 as long as you're with us. Okay.
Okay.
That ROI is definitely there. The return on investment is definitely there. I mean, obviously, you know, if we, you know, this is one thing that I tell customers is that, and then one thing that I love about the service that we offer is that we understand that in order for us to maintain a long-term relationship with our clients, which we do and we have in the thousands, is that this has to work for both of us, right? I mean, if we're making money, you have to make money. That's simple.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's no way around that. You know, I mean, it's a service that has to go both ways. Okay. Now, obviously, like I said, one of the things that we are required to let you know is that because there's no contract attached, you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. But on the same token, I don't think you would want to stop the service as long as it's working. I mean, that's simple.
Yeah.
You know. Now, the other question, do you still have a full-time job, Aiden, or you're doing this part-time, or how are you operating this business?
So I'm currently in between jobs, so right now it's my primary, but it will be on the back burner once I get the new job.
Okay. All right. Let me put a note on that here. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. So how many jobs per month roughly do you think that you have, the capability of handling?
I would say 2 to 3 jobs a day, so closer to 45 to 60 jobs a month.
Oh, okay. You have room to do work. Okay. I was under a completely different impression. Okay.
I currently have the room to do the work like that, but if I do land the other job, it would be closer to a job every other day, so probably 15 to 30.
Okay. Excellent. That's way more than enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Perfect. Well, it sounds like the timing is just right here then. Okay. And then Aiden, what's your last name, brother?
Johnson.
Johnson. Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
AIDENDJ100.
Okay, is that at Gmail or where's that at?
Yeah, that's at Gmail, sorry.
No worries, brother. There's just a few different platforms, you know, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL.
Yeah.
I mean, last week I signed up 2 guys, which was so awkward, and they both had MSN emails. I said, wow, I haven't heard of that in a long time.
Yeah, that's been way out of there.
Yeah. Now, Aiden, that 269-993-2326 number, is that a good number where the customers can contact you when they're ready for, you know, to hire your business, or do you have a separate number?
That would be the one.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. And then what address do you have the business registered to? Again, we will never list this on Google, obviously. It's just in case we have to send correspondence in the mail.
418 East Franklin Street, Otsego, Michigan, 49078.
Okay, I got it here. 418 East Franklin Street, Otsego, Michigan, 49078. Perfect. Alrighty. And then I will be listing you only for residential now. Keep in mind that for the same pricing, we can also open the door for commercial at any point, Aiden, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You said that was for the same price, correct?
That is correct, yes. We will not add anything onto that unless you want to maybe buy me a steak dinner or something. I wouldn't mind, brother. I'm teasing you.
Okay.
I'm teasing you. Completely, completely a little lame joke on my part there. Yeah, and next thing you call is, hey, can I talk to Mario? That guy doesn't work here anymore, bribing customers for a steak dinner. So it's definitely a joke. Okay. Now on Google, Aiden, it's going to show a time and the dates that you're available to take calls from customers. What times and what dates that you wanted to reflect on there?
That would be weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, so that's Monday through Friday. You're not working the weekends?
I prefer to have weekends off just to have that work-life balance.
Understood. Okay, excellent. Bear with me here one second. And then the other thing, Aiden, we do have to create a password for the account. This is just in case you ever wanted to make any changes on Google, you wanted to update any information. We have to also verify that we're speaking with you and you alone, so we will always ask you for a security code. There's 3 questions. You can choose one of these to be the security password for the account. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I'll do my pet's name.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be Millie, M-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay. For some reason, that sounds like a small dog. I don't know if I'm on point there.
You're on the money with that.
Okay.
She's
okay.
A mini golden doodle.
Gotcha. I just don't figure a Rottweiler or a pit bull named Millie. You know.
Yeah.
I have a Maltese myself at home, small doggy too. Her name's Layla.
That is a small dog name.
Yes, it is. It is. And she, in her mind, she thinks she's a pit bull. You know, when somebody gets close to the door, she goes crazy. And it's funny because as soon as the door opens, it's just mute. She stops barking.
Yep.
I was like,
oh, our dogs let them get in the door.
Oh, okay. Well, no, Layla does not do that. Layla will, you know, she stays on them and, you know, we tell her to be quiet. She stays quiet. If not, she's, very, you know, this is her, our home is her domain for sure. That's funny. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second, brother. I'm almost done. Thank you for being patient. You do have access to the Aiden, DJ100@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. You'll get the confirmations there in a second. Now, tomorrow, Aiden, unfortunately, I don't have any more availability today, but tomorrow you'll get a courtesy call from one of our IT guys. These are the they're part of our the operations department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. They're the guys that are going to build the website. They're going to go over logos with you. Do you have a logo for AJ already or not yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, excellent. So then that way they can present things to you and see what you like. Okay.
Okay.
What time tomorrow would you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare, Aiden?
Let me get pulled up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And then let me pull up their schedule, too, to make sure it coincides with yours here. Make sure that we're on the same page on there. So
tomorrow I have any time after noon until about 2.
Okay. I actually only have, you know, believe it or not, man, we have been saturated with work. It seems like everybody wants to get their companies on Google at the same time. So tomorrow I have 2 appointments left. They're all gone. I show 2 for tomorrow, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Okay. So I do lock anything in. Would I be able to hold off on getting the ad spot? I know it's kind of urgent just because it's only open so long, but I was just curious if there was time I could take to think and sit down with my wife and discuss.
Well, I mean, here's the and I'm just going to shoot you straight, brother. You've been a straight shooter with me. I'm not going to BS you or dance around this. I'll let you know exactly how it is. I mean, you can take as much time as you want, Aiden. I mean, we're not that company that's going to force you to do something you're not willing to do today, right? But here's the difference. These positions, the last time we had a spot that opened up for the category that you're doing, which is pressure washing and some of the other gardening stuff, was just a little over 7 months ago that opened up for the first page. Because we don't have a time frame or a calendar that tells us, hey, the next spot is going to open up in, you know, 6 months or a year from now. We get notified by Google when a position opens up. But this thing I do tell you, once you're there, it's not like, you know, John or Larry can come and say, hey, if Aiden only, you know, if he's only paying you $299, let me pay you $600 and let me get on that first page. It doesn't work that way. Once you're there, you're there.
Okay.
You know, that spot is yours. So I'm going to shoot you straight, man. If you're able to swing that $299, take advantage of that. I think that you're going to benefit greatly from being on that first page of Google. And then once you see how the services work, you won't need services from anyone else, because Google would be sufficient on covering you you know, from A to Z. And I'm only saying that, I'm not trying to take the credit for it. It's the platform on Google where 98% of searches start, right? People, when they're looking for something, you know, people don't go on Angie's List or HomeAdvisor very rarely. You know, people go on Google, you know, and I'm assuming even yourself, when you're doing a search, you know, for a restaurant or any service, the first thing you do is, you know, you Google it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're able to swing that, you know, give it a shot. I mean, like I said, there's no contract, brother. It's month to month, you know, and then based on the results, obviously you're going to make a determination, you know, whether you continue the service or not. But I can tell you that 97% of our clients stick around on a long-term basis, because when something works, Aiden, customers stick around. I mean, and most of my clients tell me this. It's like, hey, Mario, I don't want to become a millionaire from a day to another, because they know also, obviously that's not going to happen, right? I don't want to come here and give you any stories about how we're going to bring the moon and the stars down for you and you're going to be rich from one day to another just because you're on Google. That's not the case, brother. But keeping you busy is something we do very well. And that's what our customers love.
Okay. Yeah, right now I'm just trying to fill my books with workload because it's pretty much empty right now. So.
Okay, well, let's do it, brother. Let's get you on there, man.
Okay.
You know, and now there's two different ways that the company allows you to satisfy that monthly due, Aiden. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
I would probably go the personal route.
Okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card name has to be identical. If not, our system will not accept it. So does the card say Aiden Johnson, or do you have a middle initial on there, brother?
It's just Aiden Johnson.
Aiden Johnson. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Let me update that here and put that information. Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa. Okay, stand by here for me 1 second. Okay, all Visas start with the number 4, Mr. Johnson, whenever you're ready.
4430.
Okay.
4400.
Okay.
3638.
Okay.
6811.
Perfect. And then what's the expiration date on that?
It's going to be 6/28.
Perfect. And then the last thing is what we call a CC code. It's 3 digits located behind the card.
Yeah, it should be 728.
728. Okay, Aiden, stand by for me while I verify that the card and the information you provided is all correct. And then I'm going to have you check your emails in a second, make sure you got the confirmation. Now, do you have or have you taken any pictures of any of the work that you've done or not yet?
I have pictures of my own personal project that I just got done with.
Okay. Do me a favor. I'm going to put notes on there for you for our IT guy when he gives you a call tomorrow. We decided for what time would work best for you? Is 12 o'clock noon okay?
12 o'clock would work.
Okay, perfect. Make sure you have those pictures with you because he's going to ask for those pictures, because we're going to need them for the website, brother.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. You remember me, man, when, you know, when things are looking up and up, man, and say, hey, man, I'm glad that, it's funny. I believe it or not, man, I get people sometimes call me, you know, 2-3 months down the line when things are looking a lot better, and they're like, hey, man, can I send you this? Or can I send, no, I said, I can't accept anything, man. I wish I could. But, you know, it's pretty cool because I get to see sometimes businesses that are just in bad shape. And, you know, when they start services on Google, you know, things turn around for them. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Stand by here for me 1 second. I just have to read you our disclosure, and then we will wrap it up here until tomorrow at 12 noon. I did lock you into that. So okay. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Aiden. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, everything's going to be sent to you in writing alongside with your invoice. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. We are a direct Google channel partner. This call is being monitored and recorded. To verify that everything is correct on my end, Aiden, can you please verify the name of the company?
AJ's Handyman Services.
Thank you very much for that, brother. Can you please state your name and the title that you hold with the company?
Aiden Johnson, owner.
Thank you so much, brother. And you are the authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of AJ's Handyman Services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are the authorized party on the billing and credit card information you provided.
Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Aiden, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails only when it's necessary.
Yes. Text is your way to reach out to me, but calls would work too.
Okay. So would you prefer me to put on there that text message is your best way of communication?
Yes.
Okay. Stand by here 1 second. Let me update that information here. Text message, preferred method of contact, text. Okay, I went ahead and updated that. Perfect. As a result of increased visibility, now keep in mind you're going to be listed on that first page of Google, so you will be a lot more visible to people. If by any chance you get a call from anyone and you want to make sure it's us, keep in mind that we're always going to verify that Millie is the security question. So that's another way that you can say, hey, what's my security question? And if they say, I don't know, then you're like, all right, well, definitely not you guys. So keep that in mind. All of our agents will be able to see that you have a high-level security question on the account for protection, and we will always ask that to make sure that we are speaking with you. Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. In the event that you happen to hire any other marketing company, which normally doesn't happen unless you have, like, different businesses in different states, but I still have to let you know this. If you do end up ever hiring another marketing firm, all we ask is you keep us in the loop so you're not duplicating your efforts.
Okay. I am listed on Angie's List, so.
Yeah, Angie's List is a third-party vendor. They're not a marketing firm, so we don't worry about Angie's. What Angie's does is they sell leads, so it's completely different than Google Services, brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure there's no cross-connection there.
There is none, not whatsoever. Okay, but thank you for advising me that. I appreciate that. Tomorrow at noon, when you get the call from our IT guys, as part of the verification process, again, they might ask you for those pictures. If you have your license, your insurance that you want to provide, that will be very helpful to get the verification process going. So make sure that any documents that you do have available and that are requested, that you submit them within a 7-day time period. Okay?
Okay.
We ask all our clients. I beg your pardon?
Will I have a point of contact or somebody I can reach out to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and you are going to remain in contact. I'm going to give you all my personal information. If for any reason there's something that I'm not able to do that you need help with, I will make sure to get you over to the right department, because I'm also going to be honest with you, Aiden. I'm not a technician like these IT guys. They know a lot more than I do on the back end. So if you call me and say, hey, Mario, I want to update a picture on my website, I'll get you over to them because I won't be able to do that for you.
Okay.
You know, but, yes, you will have an account manager. If that's what you're asking, you'll be assigned to someone that's going to be handling the account. So that's pretty awesome. And the other thing I forgot to tell you is that you're also going to have access to our dashboard where you'll be able to make changes and access your own account if you need to.
Okay.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Okay, and again, just make sure that you send any of those documents within those 7 days. If you don't, what that does, it results in a delay of us getting things pushed through. So, again, just please make sure you submit all these items within 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, brother. I'm listening.
Sorry. Did you say you emailed me something? Or?
Yes, I'm going to do that in about maybe 20 seconds. As soon as I'm almost done reading the disclosure, and then once I'm done here, everything gets submitted, and you're going to get it to your email while we're on the phone. So just give me about 1 minute, and you'll be getting everything in writing, brother. Okay?
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and the setup is going to be processed today, which is April 1st. Again, we did adjust the monthly rate for you as a courtesy, and we're also going to grandfather you into that amount, which is $299 per month on a flat rate. That first month of service that you pay for today is a non-refundable amount. Again, like I advised you, it's a 3-month verbal commitment. There's no contract. We ask that you stay with us for that time period so you can see the maximum results. The payments are renewed on the first of every month for the $299. Now, here's the thing that I want you to know, Aiden. You have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time by calling our customer support number, and I'm going to give you that number if you don't mind writing it down.
I can put in my contacts really quick.
Okay, that'd be perfect. That's going to be 877-635-6225. Yeah, 877-635-6225. And you must speak to a live representative. If canceling the account within the first 3 months, like we went over, an early termination fee may apply, but to prevent charges from the next month's service, we ask that you call at least 3 days before the next renewal date. So if you ever wanted to stop services, just call 3 days prior to the first. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing, just do me a favor, Aiden. Please make sure you don't miss that call tomorrow at noon, brother. Only reason I say that is that I don't want you to miss that. And then what that's going to cause is for me to have to reschedule it, and that may cause a delay.
Yeah.
Okay, so bear with me here 1 second. Okay, so the account, I just processed the payment, and it came back as bank protection, which is normal. We see this all the time. I personally bank with Bank of America and Chase, and what they do is that you should be getting a text message to your phone asking if it's you wanting to use the card.
Okay.
Yeah. So all you have to hit it, type in yes. And it's a pretty good feature that banks use, to make sure that not, somebody didn't find your card and they're trying to ring it up for $299. So
yeah.
You should get a text message. Let me know when you click yes so I can resubmit it.
Okay. I haven't received anything yet.
Yeah, you should be, give it about a minute or two. You're going to get a text message from your financial institution. They're going to be asking you, hey, Aiden, there's a charge for $299 coming from Local Splash, which is a direct channel partner to Google. They're trying to process $299. Is this you? Is basically what they're going to ask. So and once that happens, it tells you the message tells you on there, click yes if it's you, and then once you click yes, it allows us on our end to go ahead and process.
Okay. Can I just double check the card that you entered in? Because I might have recited it wrong.
Okay, yeah. Give me 1 second here. That could have been it too. Okay. Go ahead. I'll type it in again. Unfortunately, it blocks out the card number for me, so I can't even see it for protection. So I'll type it in again. Go ahead.
Okay. 4430.
Okay.
4400-3638-6811.
And then expiration is going to be June 2028.
Yep.
And then you gave me a security CC code of 728.
Yep.
Okay, and then let me verify that card number before I submit it, because once I submit it, it blocks it out. It's 4430-3638-6811.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and then the billing address, is it the 418 East Franklin Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Call for EMT for it.
I beg your pardon?
I'm going to have to put you on hold so I can answer the call from my bank.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. No worries.
All righty.
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm back. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, brother. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I had me go through my past 5 transactions, so I took a minute.
Okay.
So
you know what?
Good to go.
Sometimes it pisses me off that I have to do the same, but then I think, you know what? If somebody found my card, I would want them to do that, you know? But sometimes when you're like in a hurry or you got stuff to do, you're like, dude, really? You know, like, All right, stand by for a second, brother. Let me go ahead and process it one more time.
All righty.
Okay. All right, it looks like it's going through now because it went through the secondary face on here. So it'll give me a confirmation in a second.
Now, I know you can't promise the amount of workflow, but do you have a rough estimate of where I would be looking at?
You know what, Aiden, and I'm glad that you said what you said, because under the policies and guidelines that we have to follow, because the call is being recorded, we can't promise you anything, but this is what I could tell you. Within 7 to 14 days, the website and the ads on Facebook are already going to be running. And then just a few weeks after that, we get the verification done with Google. But once you hit that that first page, everyone that is on there now, they all stay busy, brother. Some obviously a little more than others, you know, because I can't force the client and tell the customer, hey, you guys can only use AJ's handyman service, right? It's not, we can't do that, right? But when the cake is big enough, you know, even if you just get the crumbs off that big old cake, that's sufficient, man, you know. And most importantly, what you want is just make sure, hey, you know what, if I'm making enough to pay these guys at $300 a month, that's what matters, you know, because everything else is going to be profit. So I don't want to sit here and lie to you or BS you and tell you, hey, Aiden, you know, you're going to have, you know, 50 jobs in one month. I mean, there's too many companies out there that do that to clients, and it's unfortunate because sometimes when they speak with us, they think everyone's the same. You know, they're like, no, man, you guys are just – and I hear it sometimes. I'm like, dude, I already talked with Angie's and Home Advisor, and they BS me, and they're sending me bogus leads, and you guys are probably going to do the same. And it's like, hey, I mean, you know, how do you get somebody out of that state of mind unless they try the service? That's the only way, you know?
Yeah.
It's the only way, and it's sometimes so hard for us because they've been bamboozled by other providers that have no association with Google, and by the time they get to us, it's like they have their gloves on, you know, they're ready to box, they're ready to go at it and say, no, you know, I had a guy, and I'll tell you this story really quick, said to me one time, he said, you can F off if you know exactly what I'm talking about. And he did his homework, and I think it was a week later, he calls me back, and he says, hey, brother, my apologies, man. He says, I looked into what you told me to look into, and he said, I have my credit card ready to go. I said, okay. I said, no harm, no foul, brother. We're not, you know, I don't take anything personal, man. But anyhow, Mr. Johnson, you should have gotten the emails. You're going to get quite a few of them. The one that I need you to open up is going to say local/initial invoice. That's the one I need you to look at. And if you open up the correct one, it's going to say, hello, Aiden. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then what we're looking for is please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you click on there.
Please click here.
Yeah. Once you click on there, we're going to look for your phone number, brother. Let me know when you see it's going to say mobile phone, and then it's going to say your phone number.
Yep.
Yeah. Underneath your number, there's three sentences, and we need permission for each and every one of them, so you're going to have to click a little box to the left of them. First one says that you agree and give us permission to send you text messages when we need to, because that's your form of contact. You certify that you're the authorized holder of the credit card and all the information you gave us is complete and accurate, and that you acknowledge that the payments are done automatically on the first of every month. And then once you do that, once you click on the three boxes, right underneath that is going to say click here and type your name on the bottom. You have to type your name exactly as it shows on there. It's going to say Aiden, capital A, and then Johnson. So Aiden space capital Johnson. And then once you type in your name, hit confirm. Let me know when you hit confirm. If you did it correctly, it's going to send you over to another page that's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're on that page, it means that you did this correctly. So what you had to do on your end, brother, is done. All I'm going to ask you now is make sure that you pick up that phone call and speak to our IT guy tomorrow.
Okay.
He's going to give you more directives. They're going to go into a lot more detail. I'm going to ask you for more information. They're going to create the website, do the Facebook. I will ask you this, Mr. Johnson. Be patient with us. I mean, you're not going to be rich from one day to another. I'm not going to BS you and tell you that, you know.
Yeah.
But once you see how the services work and you stick around for, you know, at least 3 months, you're going to be really happy, man. And I'm not just saying that to say that. You'll see for yourself, because one thing that I'm a firm believer is that talk is cheap, you know.
Yeah.
Show me. And you show me, and we're going to establish a long-term relationship, which is what we're looking for. Okay, so
Yeah. Again,
just make sure you pick up that call tomorrow at noon, brother. Again, welcome to the family here at Local Splash, a direct channel partner to Google. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12. Again, brother, thank you for the opportunity, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, could I get your direct contact?
Oh, yeah, let me give that to you. It's going to come to you by a text message. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alright, I just sent it now. It's gonna be the last text message you got. You're probably gonna get a few text messages because you just signed up. But,
yeah.
The last one is gonna say, hey, this is Mario with Local Splash. Let's drive more traffic and leads by getting you found on Google. Let's turn searches, into real customers. I was gonna give you my phone number, and then my direct extension will be attached to there, brother.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Again, Aiden, it was a pleasure, brother, speaking with you. Again, I'm thankful, and I think you will be, too, that you gave us this opportunity. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
No, you're very welcome, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.